Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
That now Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told the United Nations that operations against Hezbollah will continue. He said Israel will not rest until its residents can return to the north of the country. He also warned Iran that it will strike it if it is hit first and that his country can reach anywhere, as he vowed to fight on in Gaza. He was speaking at a UN General Assembly meeting. I'm joined now by Palestinian Ambassador Dr. Gilan Wahba Abdelmajid. You're very welcome, Ambassador, to the programme.
Thank you very much, Cormac. Thank you.
Can I play you a clip of the Israeli Prime Minister at the United Nations and get you to respond? Have a listen.
I spoke from this podium as Israel's ambassador to the UN in 1984. That's exactly 40 years ago. And in my maiden speech here, I spoke against a proposal to expel Israel from this body. 4 decades later, I find myself defending Israel against that same preposterous proposal. And who's leading the charge this time? Not Hamas, but Abbas, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. This is the man who claims he wants peace with Israel, yet he still refuses to condemn the horrific massacre of October 7th. He's still paying hundreds of millions to terrorists who murder Israelis and Americans. It's called pay for slay. The more you murder, the more you get paid. And he still wages unremitting diplomatic warfare against Israel's right to exist and against Israel's right to defend itself. And by the way, they amount to the same thing. Because if you can't defend yourself, you can't exist.
That's the Israeli Prime Minister at the United Nations speaking about your president, Ambassador. How do you respond?
First of all, let me say that talking to many diplomats at the General Assembly, many of them left the hall when he started his speech. And that's a great sign of rejection of what Israel is perpetrating at the minute against our people in Gaza. It's a savage aggression against our people, and this extended now to Lebanon. Our president, when he said that, he based his thought about, he's mentioned that based on the United Nations charter, where his ambassador, I think the Israeli ambassadors, a few months ago, he just cut down, shredded the UN charter. So it means, and it's a big sign, you cannot just pass it like that. They said that we don't agree with that. And by the way, the United Nations, who voted of giving it for the partition plan of Palestine and for the creation of the state of Israel. And when Israel said, signed this two resolution, the 181 and 194, that adopted by the United Nations, and they signed over this, that means that Israel should recognize the other state that the partition place said. It's two states, one for the Jewish people and one for the for the Arabs, the Palestinians who live in Palestine.
I understand.
But both rejection of these resolutions, that gives President Mahmoud Abbas to say that the Israeli membership in the United Nations should be suspended. So he based his calling according to the UN resolutions itself.
But can you clear something up for me? When Benjamin Netanyahu says that your president Mahmoud Abbas has refused to condemn Hamas's attack on October the 7th, is he right?
No, of course, President Mahmoud Abbas, and you can follow our social media, from the beginning of the war, he said we're against the killing of innocent people and against taking hostages of innocent people. He said that he was against, taking hostages. Please, this is exactly, you can go on our social media and you can read what exactly President Mahmoud
Abbas. So you
Mahmoud
say he Abbas. Has
but
condemned
after all this, of over 12 months or almost now, how many 7th of October happen on a daily basis against the Palestinians? Mm-hmm. Please, there should be kind of Response over over those questions when you ask about the 7th of October. Since the 7th of October, the Palestinians are really facing 7th of October on a daily basis. Well, more than 41 people
indeed,
were killed.
41,000 people, yeah. Over 41,000 killed, and yeah. healthcare and residential infrastructure and others destroyed as well, yeah. Which we've covered, as you know, in this programme.
Of course.
And I might mention our podcast, Drive Time In Depth, The War in Gaza as well. But can I ask you, is he right when he says that Mahmoud Abbas and the Palestinian regime is paying terrorists millions to kill Israelis? How do you respond to that?
No, of course, this is like, you know, look at the lies. Every day we hear hundreds of lies coming from the Israeli government and their people, incitements against the Palestinian people non-stop. So when I say that Mahmoud Abbas was consistent since the beginning of his even political life, saying that he believes in peace, he believes in public resistance, he thinks that the only way to solve the Palestinian cause is through negotiations and through a peaceful solution. He did that. He believed in that. And he signed the Oslo Accord in 1995. But all over the past 30 years, where are the Palestinians now? If you look at the West Bank, more than 750 colonial settlers live in the West Bank, in the occupied territories. What do you think about, what's happened in Gaza? It's annihilation of a nation. There is Gaza is not anymore exist. Gaza, now it's a place that have 2 million Palestinians displaced for like more than 12, 13 times. My family, for the sixth time, I said my family, sixth time they were lucky to be displaced. We lost many people. We lost our families, family members. We lost our friends. So what a life after 30 years of believing in negotiation. And he still believes in that. And he still and continue believe in that.
Can I ask you, Ambassador, we've discussed in some detail and regularly on this programme, on this station, the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. But I just wonder if you fear, with the escalation of a wider war into Lebanon now and Hezbollah and Israel's conflict, if the international focus has been taken off Gaza somewhat.
Listen, Israel's now taking this from Gaza to Lebanon against the Lebanese people. And their people, like, you know, Netanyahu and his government said that we will bring Lebanon to another Gaza. This is this cannot go like this. And the international community must do something. You cannot just let Israel acting with impunity. Israel must be held accountable for all of these savage aggressions and genocidal war against our people in Gaza. And now it's coming to Lebanon.
Well, Israel does say that they are targeted strikes, and you can reject this in just a moment. But I have to put to you what they say, that they're targeted strikes and that they, in relation to Hamas in Gaza, for example, the Israeli Prime Minister said, we have killed or captured more than half of Hamas. And he says that they are destroying Hamas battalions and their work now is focused on areas including mapping the remaining fighting capabilities.
You know what I see in Gaza? I see only women and children. The everyday footage that come from Gaza show only women and children. What I see from Gaza is that 80% of the structure of Gaza gone. I don't see schools. I don't see hospitals. I see miserable people. I mean, I've never expected that Gaza one day will be starving and they will not find the food. Gaza used to feed itself from the land. For the people, they plant every meter of the land to have food. Now with the embargo, with the siege over like the past 17, 18 years. Now, what brought after this brutal aggression that started last October? This is what I see. This is what I see exactly. It's killing the Palestinian people.
You are the Palestinian ambassador to Ireland, of course, but there are 250,000 Palestinians, I believe, in Lebanon, which is now suffering an offensive from Israel. And we've seen a mass exodus from the south of Lebanon. How are those people? How are they coping, do you know?
You know, they are. I mean, since the this, I mean, this aggression started against the Lebanese people. I mean, we are together, brothers and sisters, with the Lebanese people. And President Mahmoud Abbas asked our representative there, our ambassador in Lebanon, to open all the hospitals in the refugee camps. We are one nation when it comes to the Israeli aggression. We work together. If this will attack the Lebanese, it's in the same time attacks the Palestinians, and we are facing the same brutality. So that's why the call that comes from the Lebanese and the Palestinian people, mm-hmm. for the international community to invest in the effort to stop this.
And those calls have been consistent, Ambassador. Yeah, my question, though, finally, is: do you see this resolving anytime soon? What state are the ceasefire talks or efforts in at this point?
You know what I mean. There must be an action. You cannot just say call. I mean, there must be an action, and there must a time that the international community say enough is enough for the Israelis, and they should put Israel into accountable. I mean, we talk about sanction. We talk about ban armed trade with Israel. There must be a concrete measures to be taken, actions to be taken to stop Israel. We cannot just repeat that. I see that 124 countries voted last week in the General Assembly to vote for the ICJ ruling for the illegality of the occupation, to end the occupation. We need to take more actions on the ground. This is what makes this stop. Otherwise, the region will continue to be flamed, and as long as Israel will not stop, it will continue. If it's not held to accountability, it will not stop.
Okay. Palestinian Ambassador to Ireland, Dr. Jilan Waba Abdelmajid, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. After the break, we'll hear news of a Gorda investigation, and they're questioning seven men and a teenager in connection with a violent attack on a woman in Dublin.